most interesting. Okay, about your location. Yeah, well, you know, I don't give out your location. We don't want to. That's fair enough. I can't understand. That's okay. I won't say no more about that. What else? What else? Oh, yeah. QRX one. Yeah, sorry about that. I thought I heard someone. What was I saying? What was I going to say now? Oh, yeah. About the Earthing Lodge, you took your Earth... you don't believe this. You took your Earthing pin off, or whatever you've got there. You disconnected your Earth. And believe it or not, you went up in strength. Unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah, you went up in strength. Don't ask me why, I've got no idea, but... you went up in strength. When you're tuning up, you've now dropped down to about 30 dB over 9. The mod sounds a little bit on the croaky side, There have been times when you've been tuning up, the needle shot right up to 60 dB over 9. It's all nice and clear on that, and you say 1, 2, you say no, it's no good, and you drop down to about 30 dB again. I suggest you get a meter or something, because you're tuning up all over the place. There's no drift on your station as far as I can see on here. There's no drift at all, so that's okay. Yes, you've, as I say, you've tuned down now to about 30 dB over 9, so I don't know what's happening. I think I'll just take my Earth off and see what happens.
When you took the Earth off, the signal was the same, RF-wise, but the mod changed. It went like mine is sounding, sounds now, you know, very, very peculiar. These Earths, they're really confusing me. I think I'll take mine off, actually, take mine off, if you say my signal goes up. I'll just leave the Earth off, like that. My neon gets duller. I don't know, I'll put a switch on itself and everything. Oh no, it's ridiculous. Yeah, well, that time I went QRT, people keep on coming in and saying, turn that thing off, and then, yeah. But, what was I going to say? No, I can't think what I was going to say. I've got a ridiculous memory. It wasn't grid. it falls asleep and I can't remember what I'm saying. Oh, well, I bet you he'd come on there after I said that to defend himself. Yeah, I'll go off and clear now, Delta. Thanks very much indeed for the QSO and help me to test out my aerial. I'll struggle away with my tuning up problems here. And, well, I bet you it sounds perfect now. Bet you it sounds alright. But anyway, I'll say cheerio to you. That's the 73s and cheerio to all the other people who are listening in. I better fall asleep now. I'm lucky actually I didn't fall asleep. I normally fall asleep with my rig on my radio on the side. Running up a hell of an electricity bill. Anyway, be that as it may. 73s to you then, Delta. Thanks very much for the QSO, as I said. And 73s to all other people who have been listening on the channel. And hope to hear from you very soon indeed in the future for another QSO. Anyway, I'm going off and clear now. And just listen on the channel for about 5 minutes if nobody goes up, comes up. I'll go to bed. So, cheerio, Delta, and everyone who's listening. Good night.
Somewhere, I think it must be Grid or someone because it's quite powerful. Anyway, I'm going to bed. I don't know about you, but I'm calling it a night. Many thanks here, Capricorn. I'll see you around. Delta now off and clear. Cheers.
Yeah, thanks very much, Delta, for that bit of information there. Yeah, yeah, a carry come back on top of you right away. It sounded just like Percy there. I reckon it's old Percy. Not strong. I don't think it's Grid. It didn't sound that strong, actually. I think Grid would have brought you out, actually, where I am. But, anyway, cheerio. Thanks very much for the old info there. And I'll see you in the not-too-distant future. And stand by for that other carrier.
Yeah, take it as me you're listening to. Sorry about that. You came on a bit quick there, Delta. Radio Search calling you. Radio Search calling Delta. Standing by for a simpo, okay?
Radio who is it? Radio Search. Was that Radio Search there, break?
Yeah, ROG, yeah, Search.
Yeah, that's most peculiar. Most peculiar. I don't know if you're on channel or not at the moment. You're coming through about 40, 45 dB over 9 here. Quite good, actually. Quite good. I'm not sure that's whether you're on channel or not at the moment. It sounds quite good anyway. But, most interesting. Anyway, I'll stand by for you there, Sarge. This is Delta standing by.
Yeah, I've just been doing a bit of experimenting with the aerial this afternoon, the aerial this in. yeah, Regent, no doubt you've heard of him. If you're listening up there, old buddy, perhaps you could come up on the air and give me a signal report, as you know what I usually come in like. So, don't know what old Capricorn's get me like there. Delta, you've got the edge on Capricorn. You're the slightly stronger of the two. There's not a lot in it, but you've got a slightly better mod as well. It's more sharp, more what I'm running. Anyway, the rig here is a 6BW6PA, driven by an ECC81 oscillator, ECC81 buffer, and the modulator is an EF80, driving an EL84. It's a home-built rig, about 4 years old. That feels you know what we're using. Yeah, once again, Regent, if you're listening up there somewhere, perhaps Delta, you can leave a break for him and see if he comes up there. If not, perhaps come back and give us a shout on, man. So this is Radio Search to Radio Delta with a pause for Regent if he's tuned up there.
Yeah, Delta returning to Search. I couldn't monitor Regent at all there. But, yeah, it's okay, very good signal there, Radio Search, very good indeed, 5 and 9, about 45 dB over 9, good incremental mod, nice, crisp and clear, and, cannot fault it in any way, very good indeed, very nice indeed. Capricorn will be here to pick you up there. He's probably listening at the moment, so what I'll do, I was going to go QRT actually. I keep dropping down on this thing, I have to retune, Caricon. Don't know what it is on this, each time I switch off and come back on again I have to keep retuning. Anyway, hand it over to Capricorn to give you a report, although he hasn't got an S-meter, but he'll be able to give you a report where he is, and perhaps he can hand it over to you, okay? So, leave another little pause in case Regent is trying to tune up. If not, Capricorn to take it, and with Radio Saturn on the side, this is Delta standing by.
No sign of Regent, eh? Good evening, Radio Such. You're coming through 5 and 9 plus what? About 35, I'd say, about 35 dBs, something like that. It's I suppose it's about the same as the Delta actually. Very nice mod actually, it sounds quite nice to me. I think it's better than my sounds, I don't know actually. But as you may have been, I don't know when you started listening, but I've been having problems with tuning up this evening, and Delta's been sort of helping me out there. Very good of him. I'm very, very fascinated by when I take this Earth off, the signal goes out. I wonder if it's just a freak of me and Delta being fairly close together. Perhaps you could tell us, Such, whether the same happens to you. The Earth is on now, and now the Earth is off. Could you tell me whether the signal goes up, or what happens with nothing at all? That's it, my Earth's back on again now. I'll pass it over to you, Such, with a break. See if old Regent's coming on, okay? Just leave a 5 seconds break or so to see if old Regent's tuned up, okay? Pass it over to Such from Capricorn.
Yeah, I take you put it out, it's me there, Capricorn. I think it did anyway, it's over me or Delta. Yeah, it definitely seemed to go down in signal strength. Definitely seemed to go down in signal strength there when you took off whatever you took off. So I'd leave it as it were. That is what you're using now, if that makes sense. Tell you what, both stations there. Gonna QSY actually, slightly off. Okay, go take it around about 225. Gonna go up to about 226 meters. It's a bit noisy where we are. And stick about two now, Delta. Perhaps you can shift us if you're not going QRT. And perhaps Capricorn could go up an extra meter because there's a bit of noise around here. Makes it a bit difficult to receive. So, same what I said just now. I'd leave it as it is there, Capricorn. It definitely went down when you did whatever you did. So this is me, now QSYing, and listening for Delta. You'll hear me about a meter above this when I next come on. Over.
Yeah, Delta returning here. Okay there, Radio Such, yeah, I'll QSY with you to, what was it going to? 225, or thereabouts, yes, well I'll listen for you on your next over, and net up on you, once you've found a clear spot down there. I must get a bid. No, I'm sorry. I'll have to go QRT. It's, I should never get to sleep, never get up tomorrow morning otherwise. It's a nuisance. They all seem to be a lot of stations coming on rather later and later. And, I want to sort of pack up and get some shut-eye. Otherwise I could start getting complaints, actually, if I'm not careful. Anyway, look, I shall say 73 is all once again, and this time I'm definitely going QRT. But many thanks once again to Capricorn for the contact. Although Such said that your signal strength went down, Capricorn, when you took the Earth off, according to me, your signal strength went up. So it must be a weird sort of characteristic because we're pretty close to each other, I don't know. But that's what it looked like to me. Your signal went up when you took your Earth off and called to such. Your signal went down. that's peculiar. Don't understand this Earth at all. Don't understand it. Anyway, many thanks to all stations for the QSO. Best of 73s to such and Capricorn once again. There was another station tuning up actually on top of Radio Such. So somebody else is about somewhere, might have been Regent. I don't think it was though, because it wasn't as powerful as he normally is. But I'm pulling out now, going QRT. I should just listen, but I shan't be coming back on unless I'm desperately needed. Even then I should come back on with, you know, sort of grumbles and moans. Anyway, Delta now pulling out, going QRT, off and clear. And hand transmissions over to Capricorn. Yeah, hand it over to Capricorn, okay? So, many thanks, and Delta now clear. Capricorn to take the transmissions. Cheer bye.
Yeah, thanks very much, Delta. Good night to you. Yeah, thanks very much for QSO as well. Sasha, if you'd like to go down to, what was it, 225 or so, and just sort of call CQ or just talk for a couple of seconds, then I'll net up on your signal. Okay?
Yeah, Radio Scotch back on channel. Now, actually, I've just taken a quick listen there. Check the old band there, there's some station tuning up. It's a bit annoying actually because he's spluttering everywhere and he's pretty strong around here, so there's no point in changing actually, Capricorn. We might just as well stay where we are as the band sounds a bit noisy, just a bit above us. Apart from that, I think I'll sit around a bit actually and not do what Delta's doing. He's obviously had a hard day. Oh, poor lad. I don't know. His workers. Anyway, I'll sit around a bit and wait for Regent's come up. He's about the only one I know who's got an accurate S-meter there and knows what I used to come through like, and he can tell me whether I've gone up a little bit. So, just about coffee there, Capricorn, actually. Noise has come off a bit, so if you can sort of wallow into the microphone, you know what I mean? I'll get you that bit better. Shame, actually, that the band's a bit noisy. Yeah, we're on about 225 at the moment. About 225. Be nice to have gone up to about 227, but as I say, there's someone there. So I'll stick it back to you then. Cheers, Delta. For the contact in, well, Capricorn, perhaps you'd like to take it now. So this is Touch Standing Boy.
Yeah, thanks very much. Hang on, Sat. That's it, yeah. Can you remember that? Anyway. I won't be staying on that much longer actually, because I want to get a bit of shot on myself actually. I'll most probably be listening and I doubt if I am called on, yeah, I will come up, but I don't want to stay on that much longer now. I've been sitting here most of the evening actually, sort of mucking about my rig. I'm getting a little bit weary now, so I'm trying to get in touch with Regent, I'll just tune up just a fraction, see if I do come up at all. Seems about right to me actually. Can't get any better. As far as I can see, I haven't got the meter or anything, so I can't really tell. But anyway, I'll pass it back to you, I think I'll be going QRT now actually. Thanks very much for the QSO, and also thanks very much to Delta. And yeah, there was a station tuning up on top of you there as well, as far as I can see. But, as I said, I'll go QRT now. Thanks very much for the QSO, and thanks very much, Delta. And, I'll just be listening on the side now, okay? So, 73 is all stations concerned. And, any listeners around, cheerio to you, and thanks for listening in. Right, cheerio, Such, and, Delta. Good night.
You two are obviously up and clear now. I'll stay around listening. and see if there's anyone else that comes up. So if there's anyone else there that could come up, that's all you lazy nuts lying in bed there, just jump up and stick your mains on. Give us a little simple report, I'd appreciate it. Region, of course, most important there, if you're tuned in. Buddy, perhaps you could take it, okay? So region, perhaps even Amber, or Percy, or someone like that. RG, perhaps you'd come up and have a little chat. I don't know, we're getting lazy. Yeah, I think actually Delta in answer to your question there about stations coming on later and later. It's really noisy before about 12:30. Really noisy with stations all over the place. They'll go off around about 12:30. With the time now being about, what, must be getting on for 1. Things seem to quieten down a bit, which makes it pretty useful. But conditions are always very bad at night anyway. You don't need reminding on that, do you? But anyway, any other station on the band, this is Radio Such Listening. And if anyone would like to come up, I'll be here for the QSO friend. Oh, by the way, hello to Leslie if you're listening in. Don't worry about anything, everything is the same as it always is, okay? When I see you again, which will be day after tomorrow, you can tell me how everything is. Okay, and don't forget, don't cheat and touch any of that bread, baby. Good evening to you, or should I say good morning. What's it like, mate? Has it gone up in signal strength? How are you receiving us now? This is Such to Regent, standing boy.
Yeah, okay there, Radio Such, good morning to you too. Yes, your signal strength has increased. There's a vast improvement in signal strength. Modulation is also better than it was. When I say better, I don't mean that it was poor. It was very excellent, actually. It's excellent still, with even better quality. It's 100% copy. I only wish that RG could come on at the moment. I could give some comparison. I don't know. I don't think there'd be any difference. I think it's just the same, except you're probably easier to read than RG, because although RG is an excellent signal and carrier, he has got what I call broadcast quality, which isn't really acceptable for communication purposes. So I'll pass it back to you, say you reach Steve there, Regent to Radio Sotch.
Yeah, good news. Yeah, the aerial's gone up about 10 feet in height, so that would be the reason why the signal's gone up in strength. Pretty straightforward. There's been no modifications to the actual transmitter. It's, as I say, just the aerial height has gone up by about 10 feet, so that's your answer. Good, so you should be getting me a nice armchair copy now. That should apply to a few other listeners as well. How'd you make out with your... wasn't a toilet roll, was it? No, how'd you make out with your big dustbin, your plastic dustbin? Did you go ahead and try it out? Or are you going to leave that? Such back to Regent, okay?
No, I didn't do any modifications at all to the antenna. I listened to your advice and I accepted it. You're probably right, it's not worth bothering with. I seem to get out quite well. The way it is at the moment, so I don't think it's worth tampering with. I don't want to upset the SWR, and if you've got any experience with aerials and SWRs, it's very simple to upset it. You know, 6 inches the wrong way and the SWR's gone up the creek. No, I get 1-to-1 as I say on this band. I don't get very good SWRs on other bands, but at least I do get away and have some good SOs and some good, you know, good contacts. So I've left it. It's very poor for this band, it's a maximum of 80 feet, but no one ever complains. I do get a few 5 and 7s to 5 and 8s in London proper, which is understandable, but then I suppose also it doesn't help for the fact that they're using probably not what I would call sophisticated communications receivers. So the fact that they receive me at all with reasonable quality indicates that it's FB, fine business. Yeah, okay, there's no one else on, I can't hear anybody coming on. But leave a short break in case there's anybody else listening. Regent returning to Radio Sotch with a short break for any other station.
Yeah, Sotch returning, didn't hear anyone come up then. Hello to the other guy, by the way, that's Bernard, who's listening in today. That's you, mate. I know you're tuning now again. Must be interesting, really, listening when you haven't got a transmitter. Bit frustrating. Yeah, I'll get up and see you sometime there, Regent. It's been a long time, actually, since I first made contact with you. Must be all of 2 months ago. I'll get around to see you sometime. I might just come up to your local sometime, okay? And try and work you out there. On you, it's a crowded place, it could be difficult, unless you're a bit unusual, you know, if you haven't got green spots or anything, have you? Nothing like that. Hair going to the floor? No way. I see, right, I'll try and suss you out. I'll come in and shout your name, that should do it if there's any GPO about. What's happened to old Amber lately, by the way? Radio Amber. I saw him about 3 nights ago. He said he listens to us, but he can't be bothered to switch his transmitter on, so it might be wise to give a shout to Amber there. Probably in bed, tending to get up and switch on his heaters. We're on the same channel as him, roughly. He's Crystal. So you're tuned in, Amber. Perhaps you could come up. Be nice to hear someone else on the band. Well, you know, let's face it, 2-to-1 is not quite as good as 3-to-1, is it? You see my meaning? Yeah, what else was I going to say to you? There was something I was going to say. Yeah, I'd leave your aerial just as it is, Regent. Everyone recognises you as being one of the strongest stations. Can't be bad at all, can it? They all come up and say, just heard a faint carrier. And everyone says, well, it can't be Regent, because this is strong. So, you're doing okay there. Yeah, when you like to be up the old usual drinking place, then perhaps Wednesday. I won't be around tomorrow. You like to be up there on Wednesday. This is Sotch to Regent.
Yeah, Regent returning to Radio Sotch. Well, believe it or not, I've only ever been there once in my life, and I didn't even have a drink. I walked in and walked out because I didn't see anybody. So you'll never find me in the normal places. There are two reasons for this. One, because, I don't sort of, what's the word, socialise to obvious extents for obvious reasons. Not that in my case it makes much difference. But the other reason is that I'm never around when the things are happening. You see, the thing always happens on a Friday, Saturday or Sunday, and I'm never available then. I just can't get there. But all the stations know my QTH. Roy knows it. Radio Amber. Yeah, if you're asleep, get up and switch your transmitter on. We'll give you the tube of the weekend. Radio Sotch will give you 5p, I'll give you the other 5p, you can put your meter on again. You can, so you can blow your candles out and you'll be in business. Yeah, anyway, good morning to you, the Radio Amber, if you're listening. Hopefully we'll hear from you soon. Very nice signal we get from you, actually. As a matter of fact, Mr. Sotch, you've probably heard him recently and he's really terrific. I've got a phenomenal, it's about the same as you, he's with me. Really phenomenal carrier. Of course, he's half the distance you are, so it doesn't really say much at all. But yeah, getting back to it, but you can always get my QTH from any of those stations, Amber, or any one of them, it doesn't really matter. I can't think of anyone who doesn't. Percy knows it. Watchdog, Grid, and Amber, they've all been here personally, so they know it. But it's unlikely you'll ever catch me in the normal fraternity venues. Oh, I like that. Was good for this time of the morning, wasn't it? Fraternity venues. Yes, it's very clever stuff. Okay. Yeah, well, it's that extra, I think you said 10 feet you've got on your antenna is really something to talk about because it's really terrific. As I said before, the S-meter has been disconnected. Or rather, what I should say is that the AR88D I used to use with the S-meter built in is no longer at this QTH for obvious reasons, and all I've got here is a cruddy receiver and a cruddy TX, home-built TX, and a commercial receiver. The receiver actually is, it's not fair to say what I did, it's an excellent receiver. audio, the audio in the oral sense, it's probably one of the finest in my opinion. I won't mention its make and model, it's very famous. It's 35 years old. Still probably one of the finest, very sensitive and very selective. Unfortunately, I had no monitoring ideas at all, so I fitted the magic eye to it. And I get comparative ideas from the crossover on the magic eye. And you're getting very close to Radio Mi Amigo, your signal strength. Amigo is still slightly stronger, of course, but you're getting pretty close to it. I can't remember now which is stronger, you or Grid, but it's, I don't think you could put a matchstick between it, quite honestly. And since you're both the same distance, this of course must be a relative comparison. Yes, the antenna definitely worked. I've always been unfortunate with aerials, as I said before earlier this afternoon, that I once used the normal inverted L configuration, and being clever, like all ZAM, I took the end of the L and brought it back, and all it did was nothing. It just made a lot of extra noise on the band receiving and did nothing to the transmitter at all. It just completely did nothing. Nothing changed at all. I couldn't believe it, because I always assumed that the more wire you had, the higher the aerial current must be, but not in my case. I had about half an amp, and when I put the extra wire on, I still had half an amp. So there you are. I don't go too much by the book, quite honestly. I'll be quite honest about that. I've been in this sort of, in and around this business since I can remember, 15 years of age. I won't see 30 again. And I've tried all sorts of things and none of them seem to work. The only thing that works is what comes out of your hands and your mind and your common sense. And a bit of experimenting, of course. This transmitter should never work. The series gate isn't anywhere near what it should be. I haven't kept strictly to the rules, although I did copy this particular circuit from the RSGB handbook. I should have used a crystal microphone, I'm using a dynamic. I should have a maximum of 220 volts on the screens, and I've got 350. And as you can hear yourself, it's certainly working okay, and it's series gating. It's incremental all the way, from zero carrier up to quite a strong one. In fact, I deviate from 30 milliamps to 110. So I'm probably 40 watts RF out, but I like to say 30 to 35 to be on the safe side. I'm a lazy sod really, because I've got a nice wave meter here, which I've just connected up, and I'm too lazy to twiddle the knobs. It's quite a bit of a job, you know, twiddling the wave meter to ascertain our frequency. But I would say it's 1325 kilohertz. Looking at the receiver dial, which is reasonably well calibrated. And of course you've got a digital readout, so on the next over maybe you can tell what you make it, and I'll agree with it, of course. Anyway, I've waffled on for quite a while. Maybe Mr. Amber has switched his transmitter on, if he's got the steam gas working, and can come on and tell us what we sound like. Anyway, Radio Such, this is Regent, listening for you, but with a small break, a very short break, in case Mr. Amber, or Radio Grid, or Radio Watchdog, or someone else has decided to come on the air. So I'll pass it back to you with a break.
No, it seems we're loners tonight, doesn't it? Doesn't seem to be anyone else on at all, just you and I. Yeah, okay, solid copy, nice and clear. Yeah, you've disconnected your S meter, that's rather a shame. It's always nice to have one of them handy. Excuse me a second. Pretty good devices actually, you stick too much mod into the system and it cuts off. You might say, well that's a good idea, but it wasn't, it's not intentional. Gets to about 100% and the thing cuts out. It's quite good. All it does is overloads the output system. The thing bursts into oscillation. It's quite useful really. Yeah, actually I haven't heard Amber. You said, you suppose I've heard Amber. I must confess I haven't. Haven't heard him on the air for, must be all of a week now. Must be 7 days since I last heard him. He's a lazy guy, you know, he's not like you and I. Come up and have a little tune around. He just lays there and he listens to us and he thinks, oh, I can't be bothered to switch on. We'll play a joke on him one day, we'll go mobile and sit about 10 feet outside his house. We'll switch on and call him up. That's him making move after he's replaced his transistors and his radio. What else have we done this then? Nothing much. Yeah, the actual added 10 feet is not so much in length, although it has gone in length, there's so much height. Okay, the actual antenna system this then has gone up in height 10 feet. And of course sticking up a bit higher means that we've had to add on a bit of wire too, which is getting really expensive lately. Well, it's out of 5p a meter, which seems quite a lot of money for single-stranded wire. Quite a lot indeed, I think.